Now, I challenge you to not put your cup of coffee down and jump around your living room. That's going to put you in a good mood on a Monday. You can't but smile and bop along. And that's why those songs, those massive hits from the UK pop sensation Steps, will be the basis of a brand new musical called Here and Now. It's coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre next month. And I am very excited that Faye Tozer from Steps joins me now. Hello, Faye.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm really good. They're such good pop songs. Congratulations,
it's
well
like,
done.
It's like my life rushing before me. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Sorry about that. This kind of musical is called a jukebox musical, isn't it? Packed with all the best songs. So for anybody who hasn't heard about Here and Now, what's it all about?
Okay, so just so everybody knows, it's not us in the musical. It's a completely different story. It's about four friends who make a pact for a summer of love and basically to sort out their love lives. We've got Robbie, who's in his hookup era. We've got Nita, who's super, super shy. We've got Vel, who is out of passion and needs to move on. And we've got the lovely Kaz, who's our main character, who's our mum figure, who's gorgeous and is dealing with a breakup and everything that goes along with that. But we're set in a supermarket called Better Best Bargains. And it's set by the sea. And we wanted it to have a really grounded, heartfelt story. So it's about these four friends who basically are trying to sort out their love lives. And it's just full of brilliant songs, obviously, but some really great comedy and some really, really touching, heartfelt moments as well. So, yeah, come along and come and see us.
So it's, as you said, all to the music of Steps. But let's just let the stats don't lie here. Like, I'm a big fan. I have always been a big fan. And so I have your albums and stuff like that. But Steps is you, Faye, Claire, H, Lee, and Lisa Scott Lee, obviously. And yeah, you are the most successful mixed gender pop group of all time. 14 wow, consecutive top five singles, 4 number one albums, 22 million record sales, 500 million streams, and 11 sold out national arena tours. I mean, that's impressive.
That sounds crazy when you say it like that, because it just feels like little old us who have been very, very lucky and worked really hard and have the most incredible fan base. But when you say it like that, it makes it sound massive.
It is massive. So you came back in 2017, 300,000 ticket sales, like mega. Yeah. And I think you kind of were the start of the comeback of the bands from the 90s.
I guess, well, we did like the Sky Living series where we kind of explained and questioned each other. I mean, it was Steps on the Road Again, like how everything sort of imploded and how we got back together again. And then we were fortunate enough to come across Fascination Management, or we discussed with them how to move forward. And since then, we just feel like we really haven't stopped. And it's partly because of Fascination, our brilliant management, who have put us and helped us make this musical come into fruition. And it was a passion project for so long. So, yeah, we just feel really grateful that people are still interested buying tickets. It's literally, we've been playing it by ear and winging it for all this time. And we wouldn't be here unless there was a demand for it. So we're just overwhelmed and so chuffed that we're still around.
I remember at the time when the TV show aired, there was an app. Appetite. You could feel the appetite for you guys to come back, which was an interesting thing to feel. But then the nostalgia of those songs for the teenage years for people is so profound. Did you have any input into the musical as producers or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's our baby. Oh, it's our project. We were the ones that said we really want to do this and we want it really to happen. So we approached our management, who then we tried to start writing the story ourselves. But I think because we're quite big egos and quite different in our opinions in the way that we write, you know, we decided that we wanted to go to the best of the best. And we managed to get the most incredible writer, Sean Kitchener, who has been able to bring the story that we wanted to fruition and make it just the funniest. I don't know if you know of like Dinner Ladies comedy.
Oh, love it. Love it.
It's kind of that style.
So my full name is Brendan Courtney, but everybody calls me Bren. And I always think of Victoria Wood in Dinner Ladies.
Oh, yeah, so it's just that brilliant sort of really, really down-to-earth humour. There's lots of tongue-in-cheek moments. If you're a big Steps fan as well, there's lots of Easter egg nuggets on stage that you can go and find that people probably wouldn't notice first off. So, yeah, we've spent a lot of time and making this really, really fun and really interesting.
And legendary Pete Waterman is involved.
Uncle Pete, absolutely. We were really pleased that he was on board, because obviously he's given us, you know, so much of our back catalogue, and we're so, so proud that he's on board.
I'm really impressed that it's you guys who put it together. I didn't realise that. And it's getting really great reviews Audiences are loving it, aren't they?
We had 3 weeks last October when we were doing our previews, which is a state of time that you can just tweak things and make sure that it's happening right, the story is right, the music's in the right place. You know, tweaking the set list as well, because obviously we've got 7 albums worth of music now, but we wanted to make sure that everything was a banger. And there are some really great little moments as well where it's fan favourite songs where there's just one liner that just happens as they walk across stage. It's a real tease as well, which is brilliant.
Tell me this, what's the song everybody's waiting for?
Well, it's quite interesting because we've put the songs in totally different places to a concert. So people coming to see it, obviously, you know, we usually would finish on tragedy, but that is part of moving the story on. So that's not in the finale. But we do have a mega mix, just needed to add that.
Oh, very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Does it feel weird like watching it and not performing in it? Are you not tempted to jump up on the stage and join in?
Well, I think I was just in the room on the first day of rehearsals for the tour cast and just watching everybody like chair dancing and wriggling in their seat. As soon as the overture comes on, it's a real, it's just wonderful. It is nostalgia for a lot of people. But it's just, you do wriggle in your seat. And it's very hard because when we were watching the audience enjoy the show last year when we did our previews, people just can't help but do the moves in the seat. And you have to be really, well, because we know that you have to let the cast do their show and we're not supposed to be joining in. And that's why we've got a big old mega mix. But you can't help it. You see everybody do side eye to each other and do like little chair moves.
Yeah. I know all the moves, just want to say. And I'm a man in my 50s. It's disgraceful. I know all your moves. So you opened the last series of Britain's Got Talent a couple of months ago and you performed, the band performed with the cast of the musical. How was that?
We did. Well, we'd done it first time on our big sort of opening gala back in October last year. And as again, you know, we're so, so proud of this project. I mean, obviously the stars of the show are the cast on stage, but we're just so proud to be able to join them. And Britain's Got Talent was incredible.
As I mentioned, it's coming to the Dublin's Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in September for 2 weeks. And we'll remind people at the end of the chat where to get tickets and stuff. Do you have any special memories of playing to Irish audiences?
Oh, well, we're big fans of Ireland. We come over as regularly as possible. Absolutely. And for us, coming over to support the show, we're going to be coming over to Ireland. It's going to be a bit of a road trip for us lot, so we can't wait.
Oh, brilliant. So let's go back. Go back to the Steps years, 1997 you formed. Were you put together? Did you come together? How were you formed?
It was an advert in the stage newspaper.
No, Steps, like a movie.
It said 18 to 22-year-olds, but girls and boys, must be able to sing and dance. And then you sent in your photo and your cassette with the slow song and a fast song. And then you waited for a letter to see if that you would be able to come and join.
On cassette as well. I wonder where those cassettes are. I'd love to hear them. What are your memories from that time?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, but to be honest, you know, it was a one single deal. We didn't know that there would be any sort of future for Steps, which is so crazy because here we are nearly 30 years down the line. Yeah. Who would have thought it? But it was a really crazy and amazing time. That first section, that first time in Steps, where we were just travelling everywhere, all over the world, meeting incredible people. It was really mind-blowing and, you know, quite overwhelming really to get so much support and to get so much success as well, because we really didn't think that from a line dancing song, you know, this is what would have happened.
Yeah. And was it chaos? Was it excitement? Was it tougher than you'd imagined? Was it a lot of hard work? How was it that time for young
people? I mean,
people?
It was a real graft because in those days, you know, we didn't have social media, so you had to physically be in the places to promote the stuff. So we'd be driving overnight sometimes, getting changed in petrol stations, ready to do a gig or a radio something. I mean, and we had to get picked up in the same car. So I was the one that lived furthest away. So I'd be picked up sometimes at 4 o'clock in the morning and dropped off at 2 o'clock the next morning. I mean, it was crazy days, it was. But when you were young and excited and you're kind of playing it by ear, it was a buzz. I mean, it was hard graft, but it was a buzz.
You supported Britney Spears' Baby One More Time tour in 1999. I mean, that must have been epic, was it?
Yeah, that was crazy because we were on the same label. We were invited to support her on her
Wow.
first ever tour. And that was such a huge eye opener. I mean, she was dating Justin Timberlake at the time. So NSYNC would be down in the green room. We met all sorts of bizarre people. I mean, it was crazy. We did the Fox Teen Awards, you know, J-Lo and Christina Aguilera. Will Smith was hanging around at the time.
Wow.
I mean, it was crazy days. It was really fun.
So you're talking to, I'm a broadcaster now, but in my 20s, all those years ago, 30 years ago, I was actually an aerobics teacher and I used to teach your routines, just saying. I would use your hand
Amazing.
Movements because they were really good to teach. They always hit the eight. They were perfect. And I think, as you said, it was a line dancing song. And I think a big part of the inception was the dance routines, that people could do them. Wasn't that right?
Hence the name Steps.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. It was like pre-TikTok era, obviously.
Yeah.
And so it was all about the
choreo.
So
you were the OG
sort
of that, if you think
moves,
about that.
So, yeah.
Yeah. We should bring some back on TikTok. Has anybody been doing them on TikTok? Have you noticed?
I mean, when we do promo, we do a little bit of TikToking, but
Fab.
I mean, yeah, we'll leave it to the kids.
Yeah, do you remember all the moves?
Do I? Yeah. Absolutely. They're ingrained in my brain forever.
Yeah.
I think although saying that, we've got so many different versions of things. Like we've got TV versions, we've got tour one versions. Every time we have a new choreography, they always like to put their stamp on our choreography a little bit and change it up. So, yeah, there's so many different versions out there, but all the core songs, absolutely.
And the band has been back together more recently. How has the dynamic between you all changed? Has it changed? Are you like, how do you survive 30 years with the same people?
By not being in the room together all the time.
That's key, isn't it? Having separate bank accounts.
No, do you know what? We absolutely, we're thrilled to still be doing this. And I think we're probably getting on better than we've ever done because it's not really... you know, life changes when you get older.
Yeah.
We're all parents. You know, other things are more important. And I think it's not taking yourself so seriously. I think at the beginning, there was a lot of, you know, we were learning about ourselves. There was a lot of pressure from outside and politics and all the
young.
Things that happened in the 90s.
Yeah, you were very
young.
And
now
young.
We don't really care so much. We just want to do it for the love of it.
That's the gift of getting a little bit older, isn't it? Just you stop caring
right.
so much and trying to prove yourself so much. When you took a break, you moved into musical theatre.
Yes.
Has that always been in the plan?
I think because I wasn't really looking to be in the record industry, actually. So
really?
Musical theatre was what my passion was and what I was really looking for back in the day.
Yeah.
But the Steps audition came first. So I'm grateful to have both. Yeah.
Tell Me on a Sunday was the first step onto the musical theatre post the band, was it?
That's right. Back in 2004. That's, yeah, millions of years ago as well. Yeah.
Which you prefer, being in an arena with Steps or being on the musical theatre stage?
I get asked this all the time.
Sorry.
You literally can't compare the two.
Can
you literally
not?
Can't. Because being in Steps and Steps being our baby and our project and our business and our lives is incredible. And when you get on the stage and you have everybody singing back to you and just everyone dancing, it's such an electric feeling and I wouldn't swap it for the world. But doing musical theatre, I think it really helped with my personal growth as an actress and a singer, and the stories change all the time. And yeah, it's real job satisfaction in that sort of way. So I really grow and learn about myself.
Oh, that's amazing. And did you find it hard to break out of being known as Faye from Steps to be a performer in your own right?
No, and I don't actually think that I need to be anything else. I mean,
yeah.
People obviously do know me as Faye Tozer, and I guess I've earned my stripes within the theatre world. I mean, I've been doing it for a good sort of 20 years now, so I'm still really proud to be Faye from Steps. You know, it's where I come from. It's not
yeah.
how people know me. So, yeah, I don't mind.
And in terms of musical theatre, what's been the role that's pushed you the furthest? I always say when I come out of a musical, my God, they work hard. You know, when you're on stage
yeah,
for two
do.
And a half hours
yeah.
a night, it's hard work, right?
It's a proper graft. And
yeah.
I think you have to be a certain type of person to do it. And I don't know how crazy that is, but I think, you know, I really enjoy the graft.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the camaraderie of your cast members and being on tour and that whole packing a suitcase every week. I don't know. I really love that sort of lifestyle. But I think one of my pivotal moments in musical theatre was Lena Lamont in Singing in the Rain.
Oh, wow.
I think I'd kind of come to that point in my career where I was no longer young enough to look like the princess anymore. And it's like, well, what do you do in that sort of limbo era when you look too young to be the mum or the sort of older wow. figure? And playing Lena kind of introduced me into comedy, and I was able to prove myself, and I got some really, really amazing write-ups for that.
Amazing.
And I think I was just seen in a different light. Yeah. And I've had some incredible roles since then, but I've actually become more confident as a performer. And I feel like, yeah, I've had my stripes from that.
Yeah, it's amazing. I just want to just go back and do a little reflection on Steps at the height of your fame at the start of all of this, and when it really exploded then into the late 90s and noughties then. How did that shape who you are now, do you think, that experience?
Gosh, that's a big question as well. I think... I don't know. I think we are so very blessed because we've got five people in the band. I think, you know, to bounce off each other and have somebody or a group of people to share that amazing experience with is so, so incredible. And I'm forever grateful for that. But I think as a performer, to get that confidence was amazing. And I think to...
Let me ask you a cheesy question here then. If you could go back in time and give one piece of advice to your 18-year-old self...
Yeah.
What was one piece
I think
of advice?
I would say, don't take yourself so seriously.
I think
find the joy in everything.
Yeah.
I think we were really quite serious and so determined, you know, in those days. But I think this is a thing for young people anyway. It's just, you know, you need to, if you really want to do something, you get your head down, you focus on it and you graft, and all the mistakes are worth it because it makes you, or it moves you on to the next step of your journey.
Yeah.
And just don't take it so seriously. You know, what we do for a living in entertainment is storytelling, and we're trying to spread joy. You know, it's not life or death. We're trying to just spread joy and give people escapism.
You're pretty good at it, eh? How's life now?
Oh, it's really good, thank you. Going to the gym, looking after myself, in between our lovely little jobs that we're doing. So, yeah, life is good, thank you.
You have a big love of dogs, I read here.
I do.
So do I.
I'm a big dog lover. I've got two rescue Salukis who are absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, I'm mad on dogs.
Okay, Faith Chaucer, it's been an absolute pleasure. You're a joy. Here and Now, the official Steps musical comes to Dublin's Bord Gáis Energy Theatre for 2 weeks only, from the 23rd of September to the 4th of October. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. It's going to be one hell of a great night, pure nostalgia vibes. And thank you so much for chatting with us today, Faith. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
I hope to see you there.
Break a leg.